Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is September the 4th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. You know, real quick, I just want to give you all a little taste of how I'm resonating today. So listen to this real quick. I can't play much of it, but this is just really, really me. Here we go.
Something deep down in my soul would cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking down, ooh, I would rather.
The great Etta James. I just had to throw that in real quick, is what I was listening to, getting ready for today's show, and one of my all-time favorite songs is from the great sister that made the great transformation, the great talent, Etta James. And I just wanted to say, man, I was so mad at Barack Obama, the celebrity figurehead president. How you gonna have somebody else sing an Etta James song at a inauguration? A presidential selection inauguration of that magnitude. And, you know, nothing against the individual that she had, that Barack had sing Beyonce. No, ain't no such thing as Keith said she blew it up. No, there's no such thing as somebody blew up somebody else's song at that pivotal moment. You don't go to the one that could really sing the song well. You go to the one that dug the well.
She's still singing then?
she was still singing. Etta James was still singing at that time, and was her voice was still golden. Was still golden. So, all right, well, we need to get into today's show. So much love, much respect. If you'd like to get in at any time on today's conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We're going to get into today's show, but before we do that, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. If you think that what we're doing is valuable, if you think that is necessary, if you think that is relevant, then please support it so it can continue to be valuable, relevant, and significant. Because without your overall support, Black Talk Radio Network can't maintain the financial obligations of being on air every day. Scotty can't do it. It has to be now. Scotty has done what he was committed to doing. Now, since we say that we appreciate and thank, and you know, there's many times that people say thank you for the show and everything else. Hey, do this. An appreciation would be the support, because Black Talk Radio Network is supporting you. I have, you know, you heard me say it before. You can't come just to eat the fruit. You actually have to feed the root. So let's feed the roots of this tree that has been deemed by you as being significant and important by supporting it. Please give a monetary donation to Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork. Hit the donation prompt, and then that will lead you into give a donation. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, regardless of its overall size. Okay? Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media platform, known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together for your overall social media activity so that you can do it in a more holistic way without being as adversely affected by doing it in the mainstream media way, such as FedBook, a.k.a. Facebook. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year, and you can post things about you, your business, are a business that you're in, and things that are important and relevant to you, things that you think need more attention, more exposure, as long as, you know, within good reason, you can do that in the membership, and you won't be anywhere near as adversely affected as in the overall mainstream media one that many people think is free. FedBook ain't free. You pay a very, very steep and deep price for it. Just because you don't see the cash coming out of your overall pocket, it is doing it in different ways. See, one of the ways that through taxation isn't just by you overall surrendering of your currency. Taxation is where it's taking from you for the benefit someone, something or someone else that is not going to directly benefit you. That's called taxation. So please support this network, and it will definitely support you. All right, so I want to get into a couple of things before we get into today's show. Also, if you would like to be a part of the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar that's coming up on September the 15th and 11th days, excuse me, 11 days, the 15th and the 16th in Dallas, Texas, then email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That overall seminar is something that you shouldn't miss at all. It's phenomenal, the information in which you'll be gained from there. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you should be doing, you're going to need it, okay? You need to get out of cash. You should use cash for what you need to use it for, pay your bills, maintain your quality of life and your standard of living. You never save in cash. You save in real money, God's money. So if you'd like to do that, go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. Prosperity and the word Mint, MINT, all together, one word, .com. Check out what's in inventory there, and then send an email to info@ProsperityMint. Let them know that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and so that they can get with you and respond back to them on the proper way to acquire the precious metals. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. We're going to get into what's in the news. And we missed some of what's in the news yesterday. Very, very important. So I'm going to grab a couple of things from yesterday that I think is significant. From yesterday that I didn't get to talk about was Sputnik News. French foreign minister says Assad won the war in Syria. Yes. But that whole thing is starting to really propel itself into a very, very crazy, crazy situation is going to expand. Next article I got from Washington Post. Lab grows brain bits open windows to the mind in a maze of ethical dilemmas. This is all, and not only this is happening here, and it's happening throughout the world in China. The overall mutation, building of mutant individuals or cloned individuals, is the science of the future. Next article I got from news.com.au, secretive getaway for billionaires who run the world. Check out that article. Next article. Now, I don't think that they run the world because you know them. They're the celebrity figurehead billionaires. They don't make any real relevant decisions because you can see them. They're exposed to you. Next article. Come from Sputnik News. U.S. to ensure oil shipments amidst Iran's threat to block the Hormuz Strait. So check out that article. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to check out a couple of things for in today. And today's show is going to be part two from yesterday's show. And today's show is part two of the U.S. has become a laggard nation. The theme for today's show is part two. The U.S. has become a laggard nation, staying in front of evil intentions. And that's what we want to do, is we want to stay in front of evil intentions. And there was a quote that I posted there from time to time I'll post different quotes from individuals so that you can see what they were saying and what they were thinking. And the quote that I posted there was from John D. Rockefeller. And John D. Rockefeller said this, quote, "I do not want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." And I put in parentheses, "I want a nation of slaves." See, the system, and if you know about the Rockefellers, you should know about the Rockefellers, because it was the Rockefellers that actually created the organizations that instituted your overall domestication and subjugation, known as the Board of Education. The Board of Education. So, very important quote that was there. Rockefeller, J.D. Rockefeller said, "I don't want a nation of thinkers." So, my whole thing from that, what should that tell you? That you should be thinking on your own, not by what you've been domesticated in school to think. I want a nation of workers. Because if you follow domestication, there will be a nation of workers, aka slaves, also known as, because the Rockefellers were some of the celebrity figurehead billionaires that control resources. So very important. Then there was another excuse me. Then the other Rockefeller. This one was a Cleon. This dude was like a real, what was that from the Land of the Lost? Fleestack. This dude was a real Fleestack. This Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, quote, "We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order." And the thing about the new world order, as we've done before in the shows behind, they're not new at all. There's nothing new about the new world order. It's just that they put the word new on for you. It's the same world order. So check out those quotes. That was for today's show, because we want you to think on your own. The only people that don't want you to think on your own are the ones that want to control the energy that you expend. Because if you think on your own, then you may say, maybe I don't want to give you this energy. Maybe I should use it for my prosperity. Let's get back the prosperity that's been lost. Let's be a nation and a people of thinkers. And so that we can build a nation of cooperation, not slave and servitude. So very, very important. So check out, let's get into some of the things that we posted here on what's in the news. Some Press TV. Trump tweets to warn about attacking Idlib. This is Trump tweeted Syria. Celebrity figurehead U.S. Donald Trump has claimed that the attacking militants held in Idlib would be a humanitarian mistake for Tehran and Moscow. The Russian and Iranians would be making a grave humanitarian mistake to take part in this potential human tragedy. Hundreds of thousands of people could be killed. Don't let it happen, is what he tweeted with an exclamation point. Ladies and gentlemen, the overall war paradigm is going to continue to expand. It's happening in multi-fronts. I actually think originally I thought it was just going to be a three-prong attack, but it's actually a 4-6-prong attack ensuring the overall military engagement of countries, which is going to really mean what? That the people of the world will be fighting people that they don't know, never met, never even talked to, didn't ever have a disagreement on. But I don't know how this great instigator can get people to kill one another that don't even have a beef between people. You do that through nationalizing the overall thought process of people. You turn them into Nazis. That's how it happened. So check out that article. Next article from Business Insider. Trump throws down a red line on Syria, but Russia looks set for massive retaliation this time. Even with Russian ships in the Mediterranean, the U.S., with its impressive air power in the region, could likely land a few clear shots on some non-critical targets and again embarrass Syria and Russia with a flashy display of missile strikes across the sky. So basically what they're basically saying, you got to read the whole article, is that yes, this is all theatrical drama to get control of the people. There will be an engagement in the Mediterranean and the Caspian Sea, and it will be over Syria, and the U.S., in my opinion, will actually strike, make some impact, but for the first time we'll probably receive the largest naval loss in its history. And it will be a significant naval loss that will happen that will actually propel the overall move into World War III that will turn into global nuclear war one that I think that the U.S. will then handily lose relatively quickly. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Russia are working to ditch the dollar, euro, and trade with Asia and Africa. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Reuters. Kremlin dismisses Trump's warning on Syria and Idlib. The Kremlin dismissed the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's warning to Syria not to launch an offensive in rebel-held enclaves of Idlib, saying Tuesday the area was a nest of terrorists. Trump on Monday warned Syrian celebrity figurehead President Bashar Assad and his allies Iran and Russia not to recklessly attack. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from South China Morning Post. Why the U.S. Treasury may name China a currency manipulator. Check out that article. This is all a part of what we are trying to get you to prepare for. We want you to get in front of the evil that's coming, because we can no longer, and you can't allow for yourself and your family and the overall community to be brought down in its inattentiveness, because it will directly affect you. And there are things that you need to do. And my brother, Pastor Keith, is here. Faith without works is?
Yeah.
Is dead. You have to work. You have to work with what you have faith in. So definitely. Next article we got from oilprice.com. Is China's $26 trillion new Silk Road a debt trap? Check out that article. We'll pick up on that as well. Next article, this one from Sputnik News. U.S. State Senator. Trump administration poised for prolonged war in Syria. Last week, Syrian foreign minister underscored that anything that is actively promoted by the U.S. will not stop the Syrian army from driving clear Idlib province and finally put an end to terrorists in the Arabic nation. We'll get to that. It's crazy how an invading force could be given could be just completely ignored what's happening there. The U.S. invaded Syria. They have, I'm sorry, Syria is not a is not a state of the so-called corporation of the United States. They have no business there. The assets that go through Syria is for Syria, for that overall, just under the overall governance, is for them to decide. So what do you establish? The monetary system. If that monetary system is the same as a gun, so you rob by monetary system through force and fear. There's no different. I don't get it. We need to. Next article from Russia Insider. Moscow has noticed U.S. attempt to meddle in Russian election process. So same thing going on, nothing new here. Next article, this one was a significant one and went with the one that we read earlier. Sputnik News. Chinese scientists use cutting-edge tools to fix mutation in viable embryos. Check out that article. Next article from Yahoo. Under attack, the Pope calls for silence and prayer. Of course he would. Check out that article. And you know, that one is just, what organizations have been doing to people, how we, the people of the world, allow this to happen, is really a shame on us. It really is a shame on the people of the world. See, the privileged individuals or the corporations or the institutions will get away with what the people will allow them to get away with. And molesting, raping, and exploiting children is not beyond their scope and ability. And they've been doing it for so long, but so many people are afraid to, because of, they're afraid of the celebrity status of that organization. Does that organization have some significant economic, military power? Absolutely. And because of that, when we compromise our moral convictions, that means that their overall temptations will go unchecked, will completely go unchecked. You know, my saying is that my freedom, my sovereignty ends with someone else's begin. And likewise, someone else's sovereignty ends where mine begins. I don't care who you are, but your sovereignty ends where mine begins. And mine, and I don't care who you are for me, my sovereignty ends where yours begins. That's a respect that I have. And I respect that to the point where I will be willing to do any and everything to protect that. And there is no threat. There is nothing else that I would, and I'm moving to, and I want to move to a position where there will be no compromise by that situation by me at all. That's my overall decree. And I'm going to ensure that my deeds follow that and strengthen that. So this institution, and it's the individuals within the institution, but if the individual of the institution get so embedded, then now the whole institution is now corrupt, because you're responsible for what you know. I'm responsible for what I know. You're responsible for what you know. This is why I speak out against these type of things, because I'm responsible. There's a responsibility. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from newstrust.org. Iranian rial hits a low. This is a low at 128,000 dollars to one rial. So the overall Iranian economy is continuing to be attacked. Next article from oil price analyst. Iran may use secret oil shipment to skirt U.S. sanctions. Absolutely they will. Another significant article, this one from the Iranian, China defies Trump on Iran, creates new benchmark crude market in yuan. Huge. They talked about this. This is known as the petro yuan. China's new futures market in Shanghai is trading in the Chinese currency, the yuan, rather than the dollar. One reason is dumping the dollar in the regards is the Department of the Treasury's office of foreign asset control is trying to stop countries from buying Iranian petroleum. Not going to happen. They're going to do it. That means a huge economic collapse for the common person here. Last article from Investment Research Dynamics. The economy is collapsing under the unbearable weight of debt. We are definitely going to take a look at this on Financial Friday. Thursday, I will not be able to have a show because I have a very important meeting that I have to attend to. So we won't be on air on Thursday. Okay? So, well, maybe we could, but I have to leave early. Let me see. I will let you all know soon. If I can do the show, I'll do the show. All right. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And there is a couple of things. Let me get set here. I had everything ready to go, and then I kind of got off track on for today's show. So I know where here it is. There's something that I want you. We want to really take a look at part two from yesterday's show. And yesterday's show and today's part two is the U.S. has become a laggard nation. Stay in front of the evil and staying in front of the evil intentions. We want to stay in front of the evil intentions. There are so many things that's going on, but I want to pick out one particular place on the globe as an example and to give you an idea and to give you what I'm seeing as some of the warning signs that we should be heeding to, some of the warning signs that we should actually take very serious. You know, instead of, you know, we could get warnings from the NFL that one player won't be playing this Sunday. We could get, you know, that they have an injury and that overall players not being able to participate in the game could have a, you know, an effect on the overall outcome of the game. So many of the fanatics, a.k.a. fans, they heed those warnings. Then there's, you know, there's a warning of sometimes in movies or in, you know, sitcoms that there may be a character that's not going to be carried over to season the next season. You know, you could kind of see from where the shows is going. I haven't watched TV in a while. But, you know, you could kind of see the ebb and flow of the show, and they give you kind of warnings that this person or that person may not be on the show anymore. And we heed those warnings. Then we get warnings of from different things in our lives. Our family members may tell us some things that they're having to deal with or you're having to deal with, and there's warning signs to those things. We get a lot of warning signs. But I think that there are some warning signs that we should pay more attention and give more emphasis to than others. The Yankees winning the overall division, and there's warning signs that they may not be able to catch the Boston Red Sox, is not something that many people should be giving much emphasis to, but we do. If this player or that player is going to be playing, if LeSean McCoy is going to be playing for the Buffalo Bills this Sunday, many people try to heed those warnings as to what's going on with him, and then they also go to Vegas, and it has a big influence on the overall odds of the overall bets that are being taken. Many people are heeding a lot of those warnings. You know, we're coming up on the start of the NFL season in a couple of days here. And it doesn't matter if it's the NFL season or if it's a warning that this one company is going to be putting things on sale. And, you know, you hear people talk about, ooh, this, they're going to have a blowout sale on this. They're giving the warning out that they're going to give a blowout sale. And I would say, we are paying too much attention to things that are non-essential in our lives. When we're ignoring things that can have a critical effect in our lives. And I think it's very important for us, especially for those of you that are parents, there's a duty and a responsibility to those that are depending on you that can't take care of themselves, for you to be prudent in your attentiveness to what's critically important. Because you can ignore reality, but you can never ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. You don't have to pay attention to reality, but when the crushing consequences of that reality happen, you can't get away from it. And I just wanted to reemphasize, let's not be a laggard people. Let's not be a laggard community. Let's not be a laggard family. Let's not be laggard individuals. Because there are major, major warning signs of great significance that we should be paying attention to and giving more attention and giving more emphasis in our overall decision-making in our lives. And I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to be popular with your friends, with the general population, with your associates, and with your, if you're in business, with your customers or your employer. It ain't going to be popular. So Chief wants to chime in real quick. Let me mute myself.
Hey, to piggyback on what you said, I noticed a couple of things. Number one, I don't know if you saw this article or not, but an article just came out that said that the United States has now been voted out of the 20 democratic countries. Why that's so significant, it was right in line with what you were saying, is because what they used to say is, when I was growing up, if you had something, they called it an appearance of improprietorship. That means if it looked bad, it would run you out of office. Why? Because the people were informed of that, and they'd rise up and say, you know what, we're not tolerating that. As I have so much conversation today, I get one of two things. I get either I don't listen to the news because it's so depressing, or I don't have nothing to do with that because it makes no difference. Because of those attitudes is why we find ourselves where we are. When you allow people, governments, to do whatever they want, guess what? The old adage comes in, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's exactly the consequences that we, those crushing consequences that we find ourselves under today, which is perfectly in line with what you just got done saying, Dave.
Yeah, you know, Keith, that's so true. And the reason why we do this show is because we don't want to do and talk about the things that everybody else is talking about that is actually going to cause great harm to many people. It's already caused great harm to us, but we just haven't measured it as being harmful. We measured it as being what we accept. Do you know our quality of life and standard of living is captive? We're captured. Security that has been lost because of how we engage and how we are willful participants in our own demise. So it's not as if it's going to happen. It's a matter of it's been happening, and the act of furtherance is going to keep going in that same direction until there's another energy force or another will that decides to go in a different direction than what's where we've already been going. We've already lost so much. But see, the system has an insatiable appetite towards power, so it's never enough. They always want more. And they're always going to get more because we're always going to yield it. And it's the yielding to this that is very important, because we're so powerful. Everything that all of our talents and abilities were given to us as a gift. We didn't make our talents and abilities, but what we can do is enhance them. them. We can strengthen them. But it was never yours to get. It was given to you, so it wasn't yours that you created. And the thing about one of the gifts is very, very important. I've always held true to this, is that I realize that the great creator is not wasteful. Whatever you don't use, you lose. And we can't continue to squander our full potential as an individual, as a family, as a community, and overall as a living species. We are shamefully, shamefully backwards from where we should be and where we could be. And it's not something that you're going to hear, because everything that you're going to hear in the mainstream media is going to be where they're going to build up your they're going to build up a destructive self-esteem by always praising you, telling you everything is okay, everything will be all right. And that type of propaganda is actually causing self-esteem issues, because the truth of what's happened in the spirit realm doesn't vibe with that. It doesn't go with that. So there's a disconnect. And this is why we say something is wrong. See, the mental illness that we all have is like catching the cold. And the cold that we have, through the mental illness, is because that virus is being purposely spread. And so one of the things I want to do to emphasize that there was an article that I posted yesterday about Venice, about Argentina, and them getting their, they were asking the IMF for a bailout of $50 billion. And if you know anything about the IMF, if they give you anything, they're going to take all of your resources. So the IMF told the Argentinian celebrity figurehead president that they would give it, but the IMF said that they have to stop using the bailout funds to prop up the currency. Why did the IMF say, hey, you can't use this bailout funds to prop up your currency? Why did they tell them that? Because they want the overall economy of Argentina to what? To falter, to collapse. And if it collapses, what happens when the overall economy collapses? You lose your resources. Who are they going to lose their resources to? The International Monetary Fund, which I have a different, the IMF, I say that it stands for something else that I won't be able to say on this family show. Because this is what they've been doing for years. And the celebrity figurehead of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, said that in order for them to receive the next tranche of bailout, they have to not use that, they cannot use that overall bailout funds to save their currency. And let me just give you a little clue. And it was, I think it was the other day, it was Friday or so, the celebrity figurehead president of Argentina Mackie had said something very, very profound, and he had an address, and what he did was that he admitted, he basically said that, listen, Argentinians, you're going to be poorer than you've ever been poorer before. Poverty will strike this land. It will strike with a greater force than has been done before. But this is just what I was saying, you know, just surmising some of the things he said. But let me give you what he really said. And what he really said was even far, far worse. And I'm going to read what it is. So one second, let me just pull this up. And basically what he was saying was that there's going to be austerity, higher taxes, and there was going to be currency control, capital controls. But I want to give you his full statement, because his full statement, I'm just pulling it out. I want to read the whole article. Having some trouble here. Give me a second. My internet is not cooperating. One second. Okay, here we go. Never fail, as soon as we get on the show, that happens. The celebrity figurehead president said there was good news, bad news, and ugly news. And at least, I have to say, at least he gave a warning to the people. He gave a warning to the people. He said there is going to be good news, bad news, and there's ugly news. And I'm just trying to pull up this statement really quickly. Hopefully this thing will cooperate and I can get it to where I can read it to you. Okay, here we go. Okay. No, not yet. Tag on. This is ridiculous. This is... It's as if this is purposely... All right, so let me go to my backup here. Oh, man. All right, so I guess I'm going to have to say this. Okay, here you go. Having blamed most of the eternal factors for the collapse of the economy, not being able to bring too much to the table. Hopefully this will stop moving. One second. Not bringing too much dollar-denominated debt in order to manufacture a smoke-and-mirror-based bottom line, Macri noted that investors have started doubling Argentina's ability to function. Macron had noted that investors had started doubting Argentina's ability to function. The good news, Macron had promised a dramatically shrinking in size of government. That was the good news. The good news is that we're going to dramatically shrink the size of government, eliminating several ministries entirely, adding that Argentina must set a goal not to spend more than we have. One, that's a fundamental truth that we all should be living by. You should set a goal for you individually not to spend more than you have. But it's much more than just not spending more that you have. It's really make sure that you save more than you have. And you can't save in cash. There's not saving. When you save in cash, you're not saving at all. I know that the financials, the banks, and all of the propaganda that you ever heard was about one of the ways, whenever you hear about savings, the first thing people think about is putting money, cash in the bank. And they think that they're putting money in the bank. The key is that, yes, you have to be a bank and it has to be money, but it's not what you think. The bank that you think you need to be a bank, not a financial institution. And the money that you need to have in there is real money, not cash. See, what we've been taught that cash is money and that the bank is the institution that should be holding that for us. That's an absolute falsehood if you ever want to get out of debt. Number one, you can't get out of debt if you have $1 million in cash. You are in the worst form of debt. So what the president was saying there was absolutely right. But I want to rephrase it for you. It should read that you should set a goal not to spend more than you have. And actually, The goal should be you should save more than you spend. And saving is in real assets, not in debt instruments. That was the good news. The bad news, here's what he said the bad news was. In an effort to close its budgetary gaps, the Argentinian president will raise taxes on its one positive economic attribute, its exporters. Its exports. So it's going to raise the overall taxes on its exports. What is it exporting? What's it sending out? So if he raised taxes on that, that is nothing more than a tariff. And what are other countries going to do? They're going to say, guess what? Guess what? We're not going to buy that. So that overall tax raise won't be have any positive effect on the economy because it will not generate any revenue to help the overall deficit that they have. So what are they going to do? They're going to continue to tax, but this is a hidden and a secret way that they're really just going to tax all their citizens even more. Because if somebody, when you tax, if someone's not paying the tax, you're going to have to move until someone does pay the tax. There can never be a buyer without a seller. So they're not going to be able to force other countries to buy the exports of Argentina. They'll go to alternative measures to do it. They'll say no to Argentinian exports. So guess what? It doesn't matter if you raise those taxes at all. It won't do what you intended it to do. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to stay in that taxation, and they're going to move into exactions of the people. They're going to steal equally from everyone. So that's the bad news. Here's the ugly news. Amidst the hyperinflationary regime, amidst the hyperinflationary regime shift that is coming, the celebrity figurehead president of Argentina will restore price controls of some essential foods. When has that ever ended well? So this is the ugly. Because of the hyperinflation situation, the hyperinflationary situation that they will be in, that they will resort, the government will resort to price controls on some essential foods. Let me just say this. There was no good news. There was no bad news. It was all ugly news that he gave. Because in the first one, he's basically talking about austerity measures. And guess what the overall ministries that they're going to be closing? The ones that will be benefiting the people themselves that they said that they put into place to benefit the people that would legitimize and actually substantiate them needing for taxes. That's the overall excuse that they give to people as to why they raise taxes. And most of us think that we pay taxes because without the taxes, you wouldn't be able to have fire. You wouldn't be able to have police. You wouldn't be able to have roads. You wouldn't be able to have this. You wouldn't be able to have that. Well, see, that's the facade. That's the facade. Because the taxes that are used for those are already, the tax base that is necessary to maintain that is relatively small. What the true taxes is going towards the arbitrary taxes that should be happening, just like a bridge. They build a bridge and then they charge a toll. And they're supposed to only toll that bridge until the overall price that it or the cost that it incurred to build that bridge is paid. And once that's paid, then the overall toll is supposed to end. But they never stop tolling. They never stop taxing. So the overall benefit that you think that you were told that you were beginning from your overall taxation, you never ever received the benefit of. at the rate of the overall taxation that you have to pay. So Argentinian president is saying the good news is that we're going to have a smaller government. No, it's not a good news, because what they're going to do, that he's basically legitimizing austerity measures. Who do you think they're going to cut out? They're going to cut out what? What benefits them or what benefits you? The necessity of what was supposedly put in position to prevent as an overall taxpayer. See, that's the trick. Commonly referred to, the devil is always in the details, in the fine print. The bold letters say that you need to pay taxes, so that, and then they'll legitimize the reasons why you need to pay taxes. But see, the overall taxes of that, you're going to pay a dollar in tax, and they're only going to put a half a cent to what they told you that you believe that you pay taxes for legitimately. And then the overall 99.5 cents is going to something else totally against what you would have ever wanted to pay taxes for. This is the truth of how things really do work. And how do you know? What is the evidence? Is this to validate that happening? Look at the overall continuous economic crisis the overall countries go through. Look at the debasement that the overall people of the world continually go through. Look at what the people are giving and what they're getting in return. It is woefully inadequate. Woefully inadequate. The bad news. They're going to have to raise taxes on exports. Well, you could do it, but then other countries won't have to pay for it. That's not the bad news. That's ugly news. And the ugly news is that they're going to have to put price controls on essential foods. And this is what's happening in Venezuela. And this is why the overall IMF told Venezuela, hey, that $50 billion credit line you need, yeah, we'll give it to you. But when we give it to you, you can't use it to mitigate the bad news and the ugly news. You can't use that for that. And what did the overall president, celebrity figurehead president, say? He said, because of that, here, let me read you this. Here it is. It's from Bloomberg. This is intended to be a signal, a shift of government strategy as it heads into talks on Tuesday, today, with the International Monetary Fund to speed up the distribution of cash from a $50 billion credit line. Roughly translated, the plan above, some exporters are going to be killing, exporters are going to be killing it because of the plunging peso. So we are going to tax them into the ground over their fair share. Macron is also Macri is now caught between the rock and the pleasures of investors by cutting spending and a hard place of ensuring that the belt tightening of austerity doesn't cause social upheaval ahead of next year's election. These measures, as the president warned, will lead to more poverty. Argentina has set a target to balance the budget in 2019 and achieve a prima facie surplus of 1% in 2020, thanks to raising over 350 billion pesos in export tax. As we noted previously, this is going to be as painful and as hard to achieve as ever. Meanwhile, further pressure from the economy will be the strong fiscal adjustment that will have to be enacted per the IMF instructions in 2019. Starting with zero, explained the government when asked how it will achieve fiscal balance. That would mean not only taxes will be higher, but slashing spending in a wave of popular unrest and political chaos. And I can't get this to go down. One second. Okay, so I can't get it to move. So that was what Bloomberg was reporting about Argentina. Why is that so important? It's relevant because the individuals in Argentina have been going through economic crisis for probably the last 25 years. So they're familiar with how things go awry. And I will tell you that the U.S. will not be immune to that. We've been going through economic crisis after economic crisis. There may have been a healthy economy, but it's never been healthy for you, the common person. It's only been healthy for those that are actually controlling resources. Whenever you hear about how strong the economy and how well the economy doing, it's not talking about you. Even at the overall height of where you said that you were doing better than what you were doing now today, you still were not keeping up with inflation. You still were behind inflation. See, they've got this tune, this overall mechanism of economic destruction so tuned that we even call our overall different disenfranchisement wealth. And many would say, yeah, Dave, but I was doing really, really well during that time. And you think that you were doing really well, but let me show you how you really wasn't really doing well. What was the overall momentum that you gained from that benefits you today? What resource, what real form of money do you have today because of the savings of when everything was much better then? And the honest response for many would be none whatsoever. And the only way that changes if our overall attention to things changes, our energy and our will towards things change. Else everything will remain the same. We will continue to plunge in this economic freefall death spiral. And as we continue to go down, we may go down a little faster, a little slower. And as we go down a little bit slower, we think that we are in the overall wealth cycle. And we're nowhere near one. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, give me 1 minute extra in this break. Greatly appreciate it. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you all. So today's show is part two of the U.S. has become a laggard nation. And we really do need to stay in front of the evil intention. So we talked about in the last hour about about Argentina. And all of these warning signs, I think it's very important that we heed to these warning signs so that we can stay in front of the evil. Argentina president said the ugly is that they're going to have capital controls on essential food items. What does that basically mean? What does that basically mean? That basically means is that they're going to limit the overall availability of food to the overall population by way of pricing, meaning they're going to allow their currency to continue to go into hyperinflation. The IMF said you can't stabilize your currency. They want the overall hyperinflation to happen, because when that happens, then they have justification to say, hey, here's your new debt payment that you need to pay. And when they can't pay it, now you have to give up resources. And the most important resource is the human resource. And the austerity measures that are going to be hitting in Argentina are going to be gripping, because it's all a part of the manipulation. It's all a part of. The controlling systematic, the systematic system of, I mean, the systematic subjugation program. And it's very significant. And these are the warning signs that we need to be heeding here, because that same evilness is actually being pushed upon people in one part of the globe, but is actually being moved around and being pushed around on everyone. This is a global trend. That is going to adversely affect every single person, because that's what it intends to do. How it will affect them is really up to the individuals. These type of warnings are more important and more significant than the overall injury report of the NFL or the overall channel guide of your favorite soap opera or your favorite reality show. This is more important than and more significant than the things that you do to entertain yourself, because of the low self-esteem that has been invoked by this nonsense. Because this is really talking about, is not talking about the Argentinian people. There really is no such thing. That's all been made up. That is a, you know, it's kind of like the difference between currency and money. Man has created currency. The great creator has made money. The great creator has made people. Man has created the nationalistic assignment of people. So we can't really detach ourselves from what's happening in Venezuela, because by doing that, that means that it's going to catch us flat-footed once it reaches here in a more profound way, the same way that it's catching them. and so it shall. Much sooner than many of us think, because many of us think that it won't happen, and because we're naive to it, we'll never, ever, ever see it coming. And I'm here to tell you that it has already arrived. And it's completely taking place. How many countries are no longer going to be able to, are going to be refusing to do business with the U.S. because of tariffs? That was the what? The bad. How much austerity is starting to show itself up in the U.S.? You see it everywhere. Look at your roads. Look at your infrastructure. Look at the overall things that used to have significance in the overall engagement that you would have with your city, your state, and the overall country. Look at what's been lost. See, it's the slow-moving, systematic process. Austerity basically means that you're going to pay for something that you're not going to get benefit from. And the biggest austerity measure is going to become in the overall pension realm and in Social Security. If something is going to collapse, then why should you have to pay into it? It's something they've already admitted that Social Security is not going to be available. So why is everyone still paying in it? Why is there a requirement? Why is it still being taken out? Wait a minute. So if the plane is going to crash, why are we staying on board when we got a parachute? So we're going to ride this all the way into the dirt? So that's the austerity measures that is happening, that the Argentinians will, or the people that happen to live in the overall corporation of Argentina, where they are, they're enduring that now, but it's also going to be coming here. And then also the price controls of food and of the essential food item. Well, it won't even just be the essential food items, it will be all of the staple necessities. Do you notice and do you see how they're making water unbelievably expensive for you to be able to have? It's not just food. It's all, the nomenclature and the mechanism has also gone into water. And these things, these warning signs, should actually be taken quite seriously for enough for you to prepare for them. Knowing that the overall train is going to crash is a good thing for you to know before it crashes. Because at least you can do something about it before it crashes. Some people say, I don't even want to know, just let it happen. But I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you a little story of how flawed that thinking is. The individual says that because the crash hasn't happened. Once the crash happens and you talk to that individual, you know what they were saying? Oh my gosh, I wish this didn't happen. How naive was it for me to say that? I really didn't mean that. So it's high time for us to heed a lot of these warnings, because they are definitely going to be affecting us in a more profound way than what they're already affecting us right now. And I don't think that the people that happen living in the overall corporation of Argentina can take much more, and you definitely won't be able to take much more as it happens here. So, what is the solution? Where is the protection? Well, the protection and the solution lies right there with you, as it always has. Taking a full assessment of your life and what you're doing on a daily basis is a very, very wise thing to do right now. And I would say take an assessment from this standpoint of this. You have to look at, if I continue to do what I'm doing right now, is that going to bring about a sustainable outcome for me going forward? And be honest. If your answer is no, you have to look at why. If your answer is yes, you have to look at why. You need to challenge both of those. Meaning this, if your answer is no, well, why is it no? What is it that I have to do to get to that no being a yes? What changes do I need to, what new direction, what different direction should I be going in to get to where I want to go? And is it something that I want to get to fast, or is it something that I need to get, and do I need to get really far with this? So is it something, if you want to get there fast, is it something that I can do right now individually to start that overall process? And then if I want to go deep into this overall sustainability, come to the point where you're going to realize that you can't get there by yourself. In order to get far and have deep penetration into self-sustainability, you're going to need other people that you're going to be affiliated with. You can't do it all by yourself. And one of the smart things, and how we know that that is very true, is this. Even in the overall realm of enslavement and subjugation, the overall system couldn't do it individually. It wasn't just one or two individuals. They had to have collective prudence and from a group of individuals that were committed to go deep into subjugation and enslavement. And their overall trajectory and path shows how committed that they've been. So we have to take an honest assessment of who we are and what we're doing on the regular. What are we doing with our abilities, our talents? It has nothing to do with time. Time is a facade. What we're doing with our energy is more important than what man is made up of, as known as time. Then if your answer is a yes, then you have to look at why is it a yes and challenge that why. Challenge the why. The yes. If it's a yes, challenge it. Are you doing things now that is going to bring sustainability to you going forward? Then is that also sustainability going forward for both the yes and the no? How does that affect your family? How does that affect the community? in the sustainability aspect of it all, if you're honest with it all, you will see something that probably most of us are extremely vulnerable to, that if just a few things change in our lives, it could wreak havoc, let alone there be one catastrophic change that is outside of your control. That's how you know if you're sustainable or not. If there is a one catastrophic event that is outside of your control that affects you, what position would you be in from where you are right now? Case in point. What if the lights went out tonight? What if the power went out tonight? What if the power went out because of a cyber attack? And I'm just using this as a mean. From where you are right now, what if the lights went out from a cyber attack tonight? What position would you be in? How important would the challenges and the situation that you're dealing with, how important would that be? Would you be able to overlook that and just continue to go forward? Or would that be so significant that it would garnish all of your attention and all of your energy? And how likely is that to happen? I'm going to tell you right now, the likelihood of that happening is not likely. It's going to happen. Just a matter of when is it going to happen. And that overall dramatic, uncontrollable by you, is not anything that you caused. It's not anything that you wanted to happen. But it did happen. And now you have to deal with the reality of that situation. From where you are right now, how sustainable would you be in that overall environment? Let's use another one. Let's say that there is a military confrontation in the Strait of Hormuz, and you didn't cause it, but there were a couple of oil tankers that are sunk in the Strait of Hormuz, and there's a military engagement between the U.S. and the Iranian Navy. You didn't cause it, but you woke up in the morning and gas was $17 a gallon. How would that affect you? From where you are right now, how sustainable would you be in that overall environment? And that environment is going to last, and it's not going to just go from 17, it's going to go to 20, 25, $22. How sustainable are you in that situation? You didn't cause it, but it's the situation that now you have to deal with. See, this is what happens to people in other, this happening to other people in other countries like Venezuela and like Argentina, and believe me, it's going to happen to you too. There is no favor that you have because you happen to be under the corporation of the United States. There is no favor that will be granted to you because of that. None whatsoever. Next one. Next situation. What would happen if, uncontrolled by you, you didn't cause it, you didn't want it to happen, but it happened. There is a major cyber attack. Your debit card, credit card, ATMs, and your banking institutions were closed. And you couldn't utilize cash by way of electronic cash, nor could you utilize physical cash. Because what would happen in a cyber attack, how would the overall places that you need to go and acquire resources, how would they have a medium of exchange when their overall internet is down? Let alone, have you noticed that some of, if you have some newer cash register individuals, they can't count? And then not only that, how many people would be in a position to where they would have to run to that? Now the overall store is actually inundated. The stores are inundated with people that need, that are in great need. Because they didn't create the situation, but the situation still happened. It didn't matter if they didn't want it to happen, it did happen. They didn't cause it to happen. They didn't get up and say, I'm going to make this happen. It didn't matter if they did, if they didn't, but somebody did, and the influence that that person had was more than those that could stop it. Because they were more in tune and more committed to those things actually they were more committed to those things actually happen. History shows you those examples throughout its overall chronicalized order of events. It's not new. It's just a repeat of what has happened before. What position would you be in then? See, these are the things that are far more, require more of our attention than the nonsense, the entertainment. Let me tell you, if you miss a Beyonce concert, if you miss a Frankie Beverly Amaze concert, if you miss the Oakland A's game, if you miss the Ravens game, your overall quality of life and standard of living and your sustainability would not be in that threat at all. Your wants may be hurt, but your needs will still be accessible. And we are paying attention to all the wrong things. I'm going to tell you something. Care not what goes on in the White House. You better start really focusing on what's going on in our house. Because it's our house that will always be adversely affected in a very sustainable way. And when we can't have that overall, when that overall sustainability is taken away from us, then what it does, it makes us vulnerable to accepting any outcome just to make the pain stop. So I would say assess where you are. Is everything that you've been doing, your regular routine, is that routine really, really gaining you some sustainability? If not, change it. Focus more on your sustainability because it is valuable enough for you to focus your energy there. It's essential that you do that. You are more important. You are more significant. Your overall talent and ability are at such a premium, and they're so relevant. But until we start to appreciate them in such a way as that, then we will continue to lose them. So what am I saying? Make sure that you are actually building your prosperity. Not sacrificing your talents and abilities for someone else's sustainability. And what I mean by that is that make sure that your talents and abilities are bringing you real wealth, not debt. Make sure that you're going to be able to have assets that will actually promote yourself, your overall self-determination and your sovereignty. Not debt enslavement. Remember what Rockefeller said. I don't want a nation of thinkers. See, when you're a thinker, you ask these questions honestly, and then from the answers of those questions, you make a commitment as a thinker to acquire what it is that is essential for you to do it. See, a thinker will never, ever, ever not ask the appropriate question. A non-thinker will just accept any answer that's given, will wait for an answer to be given to him, will not set forth in the overall process to be self-determining. This is why J.D. Rockefeller hated thinkers, because he wanted to ensure that he gave the answers that they would accept. And the quote of the day was, I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. And that workers was a politically correct way to say slaves. And politically correct is always morally wrong. Rockefeller only wanted slaves, a nation of slaves. And the thing about that is that he used his talents and abilities with other individuals that were committed to that same thing to create the paradigm that that would be the overall end result. And here it is that they were very successful in that, because we didn't have a nation of thinkers that were committed through their overall talents and abilities to create a paradigm in opposition to that. They won, we lost. They win, we continuously lose. Because we become a laggard people. We won't stay in front of the evil. We won't get out of our slowfulness. We refuse to do what's hard, and we rather be inattentive to things that are really, really relevant and significant. The system will always tell you what its plans for you are, what it is planning to do to you, what it wants to accomplish. They can't stop running their mouth about how powerful they are and what they want to do. That could be an asymmetrical advantage to you for those that think about things. See, the thinker will say, okay, they just said what they want to do. I'm not going to tell them what I'm going to do, though. By me not telling what I'm going to do, that gives me an asymmetrical way to get an advantage over their malevolent agenda. The system hates thinkers. We have to start thinking. Listen, gotta get ready to go to a commercial break. You'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And today's show is really about you thinking. Everyone's situation is different, but we all need each other. So So I think that the best place to start is you first thinking, asking questions. A question is more important than an answer, because questions are eternal. They always lead to more. And so we really should be asking, we should be thinking our way through everything, because you have the abilities to be able to solve anything that's placed before you, because your talents and ability supersede the overall obstacles and the threats, as long as we don't surrender to them. As long as we don't surrender to them. Surrenderance is a guaranteed, is guaranteed failure. And once you surrender once, it becomes a very easy process to repeat. It becomes habitual. Whenever you surrender and you quit, it's very easy to surrender and quit at the next challenge, the next hardship, the next difficulty. It becomes a preferred way to respond to any and everything. And it's not who you are and what you're made of. Absolutely adverse to all of that. But it really requires our engagement. And speaking about our engagement, it was quite telling how the Argentine president told the people, admitted some truths to them. And it's so funny and significant that the script would allow him to do that. Because it's significant because of this, that the script realizes that, or the system realizes that it's okay to do that now because of where they are. It actually, by them telling you what they're going to do and then challenging you indirectly, saying that, yeah, this is what's going to happen and that's going to be the end of it all. They realize that that is a psychological way to program you to accept any and everything. Because they're going to tell you that a challenge is coming. And they realize by telling you that a challenge is going to be coming that you're going to be dependent on the next thing that they say once that challenge comes. So it really develops codependency. It really enhances the overall addiction. It really is a psychological warfare that's being waged against the people to their adverse demise. And it's very powerful. It's extremely significant. We have to create our own solution. Just because the system has an elaborate mechanism of control doesn't mean that we can't start to disassemble it one person at a time, starting with you. Starting with you. And I'm saying this because by you starting to prepare and starting to establish some self-determination and some sovereignty and some sustainability, that puts you in a position of power over those that are dependent, codependent on anything. Codependency means that you wait for those that you depend on to arrive. And the overall essentials and necessities of life, the staples of life, weren't given under a codependency paradigm. It was given freely. There's no cost for your birthright until you become a citizen. There's no taxation for your existence until you become a citizen. There is no requirement for the resources that you use until you are a citizen. You know, we don't, here at Tando, I generally don't talk about things that many people would look at as being the popular solutions of things. And the reason why I don't do that, I don't talk about voting. The reason why I don't do that, I don't talk about integration. And I'm not talking about the integration that you may be thinking about. I'm not talking about the integration of races. No, I'm talking about the integration of you aligning your energy with the overall paradigm of society. I don't believe that there can be, I don't think that there can be a positive integration of that. You will be exploited by that the weight of that overall mechanism. I don't talk about those things because all of those, the solutions that the system has said is it should be done and is possible, they've all failed, and they failed miserably, and they failed so well, and you know, they're the perfect failures, that they failed so well and so perfectly that people don't even notice that they're failing and that they've gained nothing from that. Just because it may appear that the situation has changed, but in actuality, the cancer still remains. So I don't think that inclusion into this overall civil way of doing things, the societal way of doing things, it's been around for more than 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 100 years. It's had plenty of time to show what its true intentions were, and it's used that time effectively. It has shown what its true intentions have been. Society's civilness has always been about subjugation and enslavement. The key is, when will you realize it? And that is going to be a process that you're going to have to go through. It's going to be different for every single person. Some people realize it much faster than others. Some people never realize it. Some people never not know it. From the moment that they are introduced to it, they recognize it for what it is. And I don't think that there's got to be a better way. I'm telling you that there is a better way. The real truth of it is, the challenge of it all is, when will the masses of us realize that, as the mass of us participate in the civilized demise of our overall sustainability? AKA, when will we walk away from this collectively? Individuals can walk away and their overall walk from this. People will see it, and some will emulate it. But until there's a mass movement of going in the same direction that those that control and subjugate it had decided that this is the most important thing for us to do, is to come together in collective prudence to actually subjugate the whole world. It is beneficial to us to do that. And by doing that, we will gain headway. We will gain impact. We will gain penetration. We will gain relevance. We will gain success. They were committed. They were attentive. They weren't laggard and slowful. They didn't waste their time. They didn't waste their energy. They collected it. We need to do the same. Their free will is no different than yours or mine. It's just how it's executed and how it's used is the difference. And the thing about it is that some of the ones that are doing it now are just following the overall practices that have established their control. They didn't even create a lot of it. They're just following what has been done before from that was successful. If we keep following what has been done before and are in success, we will continue to have an unsuccessful outcome. 100 years from now, the cancer still will remain. It may have different dynamics and different degrees, but it will still will be a effective and efficient killer of the people. And one of the good things about this, one of the liberating things about this overall process and doing it, is that once you commit to it, you realize something, that you become cancer-free immediately. You may still have to deal with the symptoms of it, but you've already cured the cancer. You've been cured, because for every disease that man has created, the great creator has a herb to cure it. There's always a cure. And that cure is effective and efficient. So, take that survey of yourself. The things that you are doing right now, are they sustainable? What I mean by sustainable, will they actually put you in a position, no matter what happens going forward, that you would be able to rely on that because you have that? Do you have money? Because that's the solution to man's economy. Because when you have money, you get immunity from man's economic intended default of the common person. It gives you a harbor of it harbors you. It gives you a harbor of protection. And it's not just, and the money is the relationships with other people. That's money. The necessities of life, that's money. Everything that the great creator, God Almighty, has made is a form of intrinsic value that can commonly be referred to as money. Your money. Your money. Stop putting yourself on the servitude blocks of enslavement for debt. Stop allowing yourself to be auctioned off in debt. Resonate in who you truly are. Use your talents and ability to manifest what it is that you want to project. Trust me. Only thing it's going to cost you, it's going to cost you liberty. It's going to cost you liberty. You're going to have a very liberating experience, but then the cost of it is that you're going to have to maintain it. Liberty is freely given. The maintaining of it comes at a cost. And that cost is you have to maintain that with your talents and your abilities, your intrinsic value. You're going to have to give up money to maintain it. So, I would hope that we heed the warning. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because Argentina and Venezuela are no different than here. No different than now. As you can see, when you really look and you become attentive to what's really going on, this is why we do what's in the news. As you can see that the overall the go-to depopulation program of war is definitely ramping up because it is definitely useful. It's success. They've had great success in using it, so they're not going to change, which has worked so well before in the past. But I will be glad when we will be able to deal a blow of failure to the overall systematic subjugation paradigm by not participating in it. When we can deliver the blow of failure by saying we won't be here to participate in your nonsense. We will not take orders. We will not allow you to rule. We will give you no governing authority. We will give you no place to pitch your tent, to make your home. We will give you no energy. And without energy, they won't be able to survive. It actually makes them unsustainable. So, but it will be charged upon us to do something that is very difficult and very meaningful, very hard, very taxing, very deliberate, very exhausting. It's going to require us to be who we were intended to be, not who we were schooled and indoctrinated to act as. See, enslavement is an act. Enslavement is an act. It's not a state of being. So, I hope you all gain something from today's show. I'm not quite sure if Brother Davis is going to do Wise Wednesday tomorrow. I will try to reach out to him. Haven't heard from him. He's probably busy. So haven't heard from him today. So he probably will not do Wise Wednesday. So we will do something tomorrow. But Thursday, the likelihood of us having a show is probably not going to happen because I have a meeting that I have to attend to. Looking forward to that meeting on this Thursday. So just want to say much love, much respect, greatly appreciate you all. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And make sure before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.